And I'm Emily Lang for WNYC. Imagine a Lego set, but instead of building a castle or a Millennium Falcon, you can put together a real firearm that shoots.
Right now, if you buy one of these guns online, you don't have to go through any background check. You don't have to do anything at all. They are cheap. And if you have ever put together IKEA furniture, you can put together one of these firearms.
They're called ghost guns, and they're on the rise in states with strict firearm laws like California and New York. This year, the New York City Police Department has found more ghost guns than any year prior. After the break, WNYC's investigative reporter George Joseph tells us how the NYPD plans to crack down on the prevalence of build-your-own firearms and how anti-prison activists and gun rights advocates are finding common ground in opposing the new policies.
WNYC Studios is supported by UJA Federation of New York, lifting up New Yorkers still struggling with the pandemic's ongoing toll. They're leading recovery efforts, feeding families, helping people through financial hardship, and providing mental health support. Learn more at uja.nyc.
George, how severe of an issue are ghost guns in the city, and how does it differ from the issue of just weapons from the black market?
Right now, ghost guns only account for a pretty small percentage of the guns that the NYPD recovers at crime scenes or during investigations, but it's quite a growing number. So far this year, the NYPD has recovered at least 200 of these so-called ghost guns, homemade guns without serial numbers on them. And that's up from just a few dozen in 2018, 2019. So the growth has been pretty rapid. What's different about these guns from sort of black market guns that you can buy on the street is that the sort of ease of access. So traditionally, if you wanted to get a black market gun, you'd have to go on the street and buy one from someone maybe who had smuggled it from another state. Whereas here, you can just buy these parts online. For example, in October, the Queens District Attorney's Office announced criminal charges against a man who the NYPD had been investigating for ordering firearms parts online. When police stopped his car, they say that they actually found two completed ghost gun assault rifles, as well as seven other ghost guns that the man had allegedly put together himself after ordering these parts on the internet.
Why is this a growing issue specific to states with more gun control laws? I'm originally from Florida, and this seems like something that would probably be very popular in a state with more lax gun laws. Why New York?
Well, in places like Florida, where you can just walk into a store, it's pretty easy to get a gun. But here in a place like New York, most people who may want a gun in the city can't legally obtain one. There's very extensive licensing and permit requirements that take into account why you may need a gun, your criminal history. So for people in New York who do want to get a gun, oftentimes we're talking about a black market gun. And the reason that a ghost gun would be popular for those kinds of buyers is there's no middleman. You don't have to rely on a third party on the street to sell you that gun, which may allow you to avoid the premium payment for the gun, as well as the risk that that person may be an undercover cop or an informant. So in part, the sort of ease of purchase, anonymity, and lack of traceability to these so-called ghost guns has made them really popular increasingly on the black market.
Okay, so what's the plan of action from local leaders and the NYPD to actually stop the flow?
So as ghost guns have started to become more common, the NYPD has ramped up its efforts to investigate people who may be buying these sorts of component parts online. And in tandem, authorities at various levels have tried to criminalize the kinds of purchasing or possession of these sorts of ghost gun component parts. So for example, in 2019, New York City Council passed a law that criminalized the possession of certain key components used to build ghost guns. And then fast forward 2 years later, Governor Kathy Hochul signed legislation that would largely ban both the possession and sale of unserialized ghost gun parts to customers across the state.
But this isn't really popular with two groups who may seem like they don't have common ground, but here's a place where they do. As you point out in your piece, both anti-prison activists and gun rights advocates are opposing these policies. Why?
Yeah, it's an interesting coalition. You know, on the anti-prison side of things, frankly, people don't necessarily want more incarceration. And so when people are busted for having guns that are considered to be illegal in states like New York, that is going to send people potentially more often to prison. On the gun rights advocacy side of things, people who believe in a sort of conservative interpretation of the Second Amendment feel that this is infringing on residents' rights to bear arms. And that right, which is highly regulated in New York, is much more capacious in other states. So people who sort of support gun rights think more residents should be able to access guns, and curbing ghost guns stops that from happening.
Hmm. When we're talking about regulation, it seems like there's also an avenue for some type of public safety campaign. I mean, I mentioned Legos at the top of the show, not just for the image, but because some kids could actually be confusing gun kits that they're buying online with just actual toys. How is that being thought of in terms of public safety?
So the NYPD definitely feels this is a concern. In our interview with them for this story, they really wanted to emphasize that these are real guns that can and have killed people. They're not toys. And part of the public policy issue is that given how easy it is to go online and purchase these kinds of parts to build them, even teenagers, young kids, have been doing this across the country, sometimes with fatal results. Here in New York, we've seen examples of people involved in shooting incidents using these guns. So the damage that they can do are very real. And that's something that lawmakers are increasingly concerned about.
George Joseph is a public safety reporter for WNYC and Gothamist. That's all for Consider This from NPR and WNYC. I'm Emily Lang. See you tomorrow.
The latest meeting of world leaders on climate change was a make or break moment, and it didn't go great. So what do we do with that? On the next United States of Anxiety, I'll ask journalist Elizabeth Colbert, can we save ourselves even if our leaders won't? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.